我想试炼的火之所以存在，只有一个荣耀的目的。
I think that refiner fire, the reason it exists, there is a glorious purpose.
为了除去我们的掺杂，能够提升我们的价值。
To remove away all the dross that's within us and lift us up.
所以刚才诗人说他心里面只有这样子的一个 desire, 希望 to be holy.
So the songwriter wrote this, he desired to be holy. This is his one desire.
感谢主，听说昨天有100多个人来教会里面帮忙搬椅子装椅子，让我们现在教聚会厅多了120把椅子。
We thank the Lord. Yesterday I heard there are over 100 brothers and sisters come here and help out replacing all the chairs. Now we have 120 more chairs.
如果你的右边不是异性的话，你推他一下说神爱我。
If it's not the opposite sex sitting next to you, why don't you just push him and say, "Hey, God loves me."
然后糟糕，我讲错了哈，应该说神爱你哈。
And also say to them, God loves you.
然后另外一只手推另外一边的人说，神竟然也爱我。
And then the other hand pushed the one sitting on the other side and said, God would even love me.
因为我刚才讲错了，神爱我，神竟然也爱你，有点太不属灵了。
I was confused earlier. I was trying to say that, oh, God loves, you. I mean, God loves me and even you.
有没有人动弹不得，没有办法撞的，请举手。
Anyone feel is too,
所以我们的位置还是够大。
Too crowded that, you don't have room anymore.
还有很多成长的空间。
We still have rooms to grow, all of us.
其实每一个位置都很宝贵的。
Actually, every single chair is precious.
有时候你在电视上看到那些叙利亚的难民，看到各地的难民。这个为了逃出来一票难求。
You saw on the TV sometimes a refugee from Syria, someone when they try to escape from, they were in order to get one ticket, it's very difficult.
我们希望这一百二十个椅子能够立刻坐满，没有一个浪费的。
We pray that this 120 extra chairs will be filled very quickly.
我最近很感动的就是我在很多的团契、很多小组里面都看到弟兄姊妹很认真的在背圣经。
I was quite moved lately when I was in various small groups. I saw brothers and sisters very diligently memorizing our verses.
很多小组都用微信自己背完以后把它录起来发给群里面的人。
I saw many small groups. They use WeChat, and as soon as they memorize a verse, they just send it out to all the groups.
我为了这样子的风气，我很感谢神。
I thank the Lord for what has been started.
但是我更高兴的就是听到有弟兄姊妹做见证，说那天背的圣经正好帮助了他，或是他所需要的。
But the one that makes me glad even more is when brothers and sisters share their testimony that particular verse on that particular day God spoke to them.
那还有人说每一天早上起来就迫不及待的想知道今天主。要把哪一句经文送给我们。
I heard some of you that every morning as soon as you wake up that you look forward to hearing what God wants to say to you.
主要借着哪一段圣经来对我说话，我觉得这样子的渴慕跟态度是我们盼望看到的。
Which passage God will use to speak to me? I long to see more of this desire after his word.
不是只是为了怕有老人痴呆症必须背圣经了。
Not that just you are afraid that you will get into Alzheimer's, so you better do something, exercise your brain.
我们感谢主，我上一次combine meeting 完的时候我跟大家讲我上次讲的是上 part 1，这一次的 combine meeting 讲 part 2。
I thank the Lord, the last combine meeting, and I share with you, it was only for part 1, and today I'm going to continue on the same thing.
那你们记不记得我在上 part 1结束的时候问了大家三个问题。
Anyone remember, by the end of the part 1 in the message, I ask you 3 questions.
讲到天父在我们身上的修剪，栽培跟修理，完的时候问了三个问题，哪三个？
Our theme was the pruning of our Father. And I ask you 3 questions. Do you remember what are those 3 questions?
第一个是什么？
What's the first one?
神正在修理你什么？
What area in your life God is pruning today?
我不是在问你的缺点是什么，你的缺点是什么？我们讲不完的，我的也讲不完。
I wasn't asking you what's your weaknesses, what are your shortcomings. You know, that would be too long a list.
我问的是神正在剪你什么。
But what I want to ask you is, what is God doing in your life, pruning you in a very specific area?
请你不用告诉我说神没有在剪你，神天天都在剪。
Don't tell me that, oh, God is not pruning me. No way, God is doing that every single day.
只是我们知不知道，只是我们认不认真而已。
The matter is whether you know, whether you are aware, whether you are taking that seriously.
第二个。
Second.
神到底是怎么样？用什么方式来剪我们？
In what way God is pruning us?
或者说是神的剪刀到底是什么？
Or what is that tool he is using to cut us?
可能不止一把剪刀，神可能用不同的人、不同的方式，不同的时候，神在修剪。
May not be just one particular scissor, one person, but can be through many different persons or different circumstances.
但是如果你认真的话，其实你会发现的啊。
But if you are serious, you will discover.
第三个是什么？
What's the third question I ask?
我们怎么回应他？
How do we respond to God?
我们对神在我身上正在有的修剪，我用什么态度来回应他？
To his pruning, to his work in our lives, well, how do we respond?
Okay, 一个月过去了。
Okay, now a month passed.
这个三个问题都想过，有答案的请举手，好吧？
Anyone, if you have thought through all these three questions and you have the answer, can you raise your hand?
举高一点吗？我怎么看不到几个呢？
Raise it higher, I want to see.
好，那好，这边你说你没有答案，你至少曾经想过的。
Okay, to those who have not found the answers, at least you have thought it through. Raise your hand.
又没想过，又没答案的，请举手。
Those who have not thought about these questions and you don't have answers, raise your hand.
一定要很认真去面对。
I encourage you to take this seriously.
不然我们的生命真的是浪费掉了。
Otherwise, we're wasting our lives.
我们像个车轮一样。在原地打转。
We're just like the wheel and turning and spinning at the same place.
修过车子对不对？
When you fix a car,
当车子被举起来换机油的时候，
when you lift that car up and do the oil change,
如果你把这个车子开动的话，它的轮子是打空转。
And you start the car and then you see the wheel spinning, but it's spinning at the same place.
它一直转，但是它没有向前走任何一步。
However fast it spins, it's not going to make an inch forward.
当它放到地上的时候，
But when it's placed on the earth,
它的每一圈都带你往前去。
And every single circle will take you forward.
我们基督徒一定要脚踏实地啊！
We as Christians, we have to set our foot on the ground.
我们不光听到，我们不光在那里思想神的道，要让神的道道成肉身。
Not only we hear the messages, we meditate on them, but we want the word to become flesh.
当我们真正put into practice, put into action 的时候，你把它落实的时候，它就带我们往前去了。
When we take his word and put it into practice, then we march forward.
不然你一个礼拜一个礼拜，一天又一天的，弟兄姊妹，我们是在打空转，我们在神的面前根本没有往前。
Otherwise, you are just spinning around at the same place. You are not making any progress before God.
今天早上我要再继续讲我的这个最后，就是当我们正在被神修理的时候。
I want to touch upon this morning when we are being pruned.
我们到底该用什么态度来回应神？
What kind of attitude should we have?
因为上次我们已经讲过的，修理的人是这位伟大慈爱的天父。
We talked about last time that the Father, our Heavenly Father is the vine dresser.
而他修剪的目的是要叫我们能够荣耀神，能够借着结果子更多来荣耀神。
And the purpose of his pruning is so that we can glorify God, we can bear more fruit to bring glory to him.
一个更高的手，一个更高的目的。
There was this higher hand and there is this higher purpose.
所以我们已经解决了 who跟坏的原因，就是是谁在修剪，是为了什么而修剪。
So we touch upon who is the one who prunes us and for what purpose.
那我们今天就要来讲说，当神正在修剪的时候。
Today we're going to talk about when he is pruning us.
我们该用怎么样子的态度来回应神。
What attitude should we have?
那我是想采用希伯来书十二章这一段话。来交通这个题目。
I want to use Hebrews, this passage, for my sharing this morning.
但是我非常怕弟兄姊妹以为说我今天讲神的管教的时候，你们认为修剪只是管教，管教就是修剪，这两个其实并不是等号的。
But I don't want you to put an equal sign between pruning versus chastening. They are not exactly the same.
管教不过是神修剪中间的一种就是了。
Chastening is just one of the means God used to prune us.
你看我在这边随便一列就列了十个，然后在十的底下放了点点点，就表示还有好多
啊。I can easily list so many, many ways God is pruning us, and then there are still more.
啊，所以在一月份的时候，我曾经讲过，可拉的后裔被神修剪。可拉被神修剪，产生了那么好的可拉后裔啊。
And we talk about January that the sons of Korah, while they were pruned by the Lord, and it produced such a beautiful descendant of fruit.
虽然他们经过流泪谷，却叫这谷成为泉源之地，而且秋雨之福盖满了全谷。
Even though they walked through the valley of Baca, the valley of tears.However, that led them to that blessing, a blessed land.
啊，陈明弟兄讲了，摩西那个充满着自信、那么爱神的一个人，他也被神修剪。
And Brother Ming shared that Moses, as confident as he was pruned by God.
啊，于师母上个礼拜借着诗篇七十三篇亚撒的诗，讲到一人受苦，也是神在他身上的修剪。
And Pastor Nancy last Sunday shared about from Psalm 73 how the righteous suffered, and that's also God's pruning.
所以底下我讲到那么多哈，例如说活在身体里面，教会的配搭，身体的配搭里面，其实神也在修剪我们。
And I also listed a few. For example, in the body of Christ, when we work together, that's the way God used to prune us.
神用他的话来洁净我们，用水借着道洗净教会。
God is purifying us with His word.With water washing.
不光除掉我们玷污，也除掉我们皱纹，除掉我们的肮脏，除掉我们的老旧。
Not only our blemish, but also our wrinkles. Not only the filthy stuff, but also our staleness.
你知不知道神也可以借着我们的祷告来修剪我们？
Do you realize God can even prune us through our prayers?
啊，所以神用很多的方法，我就说我们一定要知道神最近在用什么事情来修剪我们。
So God used various ways, so we must find out what is God doing in our lives.
啊，那个我今天没有时间提，但是我今天就是借着神在我们身上的管教，因为管教也是一个很重要的修剪。
I didn't have time to cover all, but today, particularly, I want to talk about the chastening of God. This is one of the ways God prunes us.
然后讲到我们在这样子的管教里面，我们到底该用怎样的态度啊
？And under His chastening, what kind of attitude should we have?
你知道在1896年当奥林匹克运动会重新恢复以后
You know, in 1896, when the Olympics game resumed,
他们曾经先后三次又在雅典举行，好，第一次就是在雅典。
So three times after that, they hosted the game in Athens.
那么他们上一次是在2004年，大概几乎隔了快100年又重新再回到雅典来举行。
The last time was 2004. That's almost 100 years after the last event.
那我那时候看报纸说中国得到了32面金牌，仅仅次于美国的35面金牌。
And I read from the news that China actually won 32 gold medals. Only he's the second to US.
然后他是政府大概花了200亿人民币投资在这些选手的身上。
And then the news said that the government spent about 20 billion investing that amount of money on these players.
他们说平均每一个金牌得主大概花了国家6亿的钱。
So on average, every single one of them is spent $600 million.
Oh, you are good at the number. 政府花这么多钱为了投资出一个杰出的选手。
The government spends such a great amount of money in just one player.
而我们今天所有重生得救的人，我们是在基督的学校里面做门徒。
All of us who are saved, we are students in the school of Christ.
我们上次背的《生命记》32章说到，这样耶和华独自引导他。并无别神与他同在。
Last time we mentioned in Deuteronomy 32 that God Himself is guiding him. There's no one else is doing that.
神亲自在这里教育他。
God Himself is teaching.
主耶稣呼召我们作为他的门徒。
Jesus called us to be His disciples.
圣灵调度万事，在这里训练我们，要把我们训练成像耶稣。
And the Holy Spirit is causing everything to work together to train us, to conform us to the image of His Son.
弟兄姊妹，其实神在我们身上花的功夫是这个地上的代价无法衡量的。
You cannot imagine how much God spent or invest in our lives.
神在我们身上所希望塑造、所希望训练出来的那个品质、那个价值，是今天地上一个奥林匹克的金牌不能比的。
What God has in mind, what He wants us to become, there's nothing on earth can be compared to, not even the Olympic players.
那你想想这些选手为什么能够杰出
？Why do you think those players are so outstanding?
你说他们会不会接受管教
？Do you not think that they need to be disciplined？
我们都讲很好听，训练而已哈，但是其实他们受很多管教的。
We often say, "Oh, it's training." No, they were disciplined quite strictly.
多少金牌得主，当他们在那里讲到他们经过的训练的时候，很多人都是流着泪，他们受尽了多少的痛苦
？How many champions when they talk about how they were trained, they were sharing with tears because it's tough.
他们不光被管，他们也被教。
Not only they were disciplined, they were taught as well.
他们有最好的 coach， 他们被教，他们的确被教。
They had the best coach. Yes, they were coached by the best coach.
但是他们也被管。
But they were also disciplined.
吃太多了，起太晚了，动作错了。
They couldn't overeat. They couldn't stay up late, or they made some wrong movement.
中间经过多少的受伤，多少的挫折。
So much hurt, frustrations, you can imagine.
然后产生出地上一个可以代表国家拿个金牌，然后辉煌十年二十年就太阳下山了。
And out of that, a gold medal winner was produced for a nation. But after 10 and 20 years, then no longer.
但是弟兄姊妹，今天神在我们身上，圣父、圣子、圣灵 work together， 要把我们做成神的杰作。
But today, the triune God is working in our lives to make us.God's masterpiece.
所以我很喜欢中国的管教，他不光管也有教，不光教也有管。
I like the term Chinese use, not only discipline but also teaching.
Yeah. 好，我们现在来读今天的主要的经文，希伯来书十二章。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 12.
我们读五到十一节。
Let's read from verse 5 to 11.
我们同声来读。
Let's just read it in unison.
你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话说，我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心，因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子。焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？管教原是众子所共受的。你们若不受管教，就是狮子，不是儿子了。再者，我们曾有深深的父管教我们，我们尚且敬重他，何况万灵的父，我们岂不更当顺服他得生吗？深深的父都是蘸水己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那经验过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。所以你们要把下垂的手、发酸的腿挺起来，也要为自己的脚把道路修直了，使瘸子不致歪脚，反得痊愈。这是我多读的两节。
I read the verse 12 and 13 as well.
好，那在这里我们今天就是用被神管教来看，当我们被神修理的时候，我们该用怎样的态度。
So today, through this perspective of being chastening by God, we want to look at what kind of attitude should we have.
因为希伯来书十二章给了我们一个很好的一个很完整的图画。
Because Hebrews 12 gives us this wonderful picture.
我为了让大家方便记忆、方便回馈、方便回想，我就是用圣经上说的那长存的有信、有望、有爱。
In order for you to remember that more easily, I want to use what the Corinthians talk about: faith, love, and hope.
所以你下次被神管教、被神修理的时候，不知道该怎么做，你就想起信望爱来。
So next time when you experience the chastening of God, when you don't know how to respond, then just remember faith, hope, love.
第一件事情，在我们被神管教的时候，我们一定要在这里信任那位管教我们的那一位。
First, we must learn to trust in the one who chastens.
所以我在这里讲到第一件事情就是对父的信任。
So the first thing I want to talk about is that trust, that faith.
不光是 trust 或是 belief， 它都跟我们的 faith 发生关系的。
Trust or belief, it all relates to our faith.
啊，所以当我们在这里被神管教的时候，我们一定要了解神为什么要来修理我们，他的原因、他的目的跟他的原则。
When we are being pruned by God or chastened by God, we need to know exactly what His purpose is, what His principles are.
啊，这是从父来的。
That is from our loving Father.
他整个的心是为了爱我们，为了我们好。
All from out of His love, He chastened us.
他在这里告诉我们，是为了叫我们跟他的圣洁有份。
Here talks about we can be partakers of His holiness.
为的是让我们能够结出平安的果子，就是义，是为了我们结出生命的果子。
That we shall bear fruit, the peaceable fruit.
罗马书八章二十八节到三十节告诉我们整个人受造的目的跟人生的价值。
And Romans 8, they talk about the purpose and the value of man's creation.
他预先所知道的人就把他们招来，所招来的人称他们为义，所称为义的人要叫他们得荣耀。
Those whom he foreknew, he called. Whom he called, he justified. And whom he justified,Them, they glor- and he glorified.
感谢主，我讲到这里的时候，高强一直点头，我知道我没背错。
I thank the Lord when I quoting the verses, and our brother Gao Qiang was nodding his head, so I know I didn't make mistake in quoting.
现在在我们教会当讲员要很小心，因为底下会背圣经的人太多了。
Now, being speakers here in this church, we need to be careful because there are so many of verses in our brother and sister's brain.
弟兄姊妹，希伯来书十二章作者告诉我们。当我们被神管教的时候，我们不可以轻看主的管教。
So Hebrews 12, there's talk about we should not despise the chastening of the Lord.
然后被他管教的时候也不可以灰心。
Nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him.
为什么不可以轻看？
Why we should not despise?
我们就回到我们的主题经文，约翰福音15章，因为你不结果子就要被剪去的。
Go back to our theme verse for this year, John 15. If you don't bear fruit, you will be pruned, you will be cut off.
一面来说，我们的神是不能轻慢的神。
Because on one hand, God is not to be mocked.
我们犯罪一再得罪他，他一定要刑罚我们，要管教我们的。
If we continue to sin, He must punish us.
但是另外一面，我们从这里看到，他要剪掉。
On the other hand, we see He wants to prune us.
剪掉说到第一件事情，我们就失去了交通，失去了供应。
Or there it says he will cut us off. That speaks of we lose the communion, the fellowship with God.
当枝子跟葡萄树分开来的时候，它失去了供应，失去了交通。
When the branch is cut off from the vine, then that connection is broken. It lose the relationship.
所以我们的生命里面就失去了滋润，而且我们里面失去了跟主之间正常的关系。
And we lose that rightful relationship with God, and we are no longer nourished by Him or provided by Him.
另外一方面，当被剪去的时候
，On the other hand, when we are cut off.
圣经上说它就枯干而且要被火烧掉因为没有用了。
And the Bible says that it withered and thrown into the fire because it's useless.
就说到它失去了功用失去了价值。
It speaks of that it loses its function, its value.
所以弟兄姊妹第一件事情不可以轻看太重要了。
So the first thing is so important, we should not despise.
那它重要到一个地步比你今天结婚戒指钻戒掉了都还重要。
It's more important than you lose your wedding ring.Allow me to say that.
它严重到一个地步，它比你今天送急诊还严重。
It's so serious, even more serious than you are sent to the emergency room.
因为我们居然跟神的关系出了问题了。
Because that cuts off your relationship with God.
我们的交通、我们的连结、我们的供应都断掉了。
The communion, the connection with God is cut off.
我们在神手中的功用和价值也失去了。
Our usefulness, our value before God is lost.
所以他在这里讲到的第一件事情就是你不可以轻看。
So the very first thing it talks about is do not despise.
第二个不要灰心。
And secondly, do not be discouraged.
当被神管教，当被神修理的时候。
When you are pruned by God or chastened by God.
神的目的是积极的。
God's purpose is always positive.
神是为了叫我们跟他圣洁的性情有份。
God desires us to be partakers of His holiness.
他要把他儿子的生命组织在我们身上。
He is composing or making the life of His own Son in us.
套用史百克弟兄的话说，神要增加我们里面内在的价值。
I quote Brother Sparks that God is increasing our inner value before Him.
我们很多时候去追求外在的价值。
So often we chase after our things.
我的成就，我的学位，我的薪水，我的地位，我是哪个学校？弟兄姊妹，我们去追求很多外面的价值。
My achievements, my degree, which school I graduate from, which company I work for, we chase after so many outward things.
但是神所在乎的，更能够永存的是内在的价值。
But what God is after, that which will last forever, is our inner value.
是神把他儿子那个伟大的生命和性情进驻在我们的里面。
Which is the very life of the Son of God, God is composing or imparting into us.
所以底下这段话很重要哈，我不是说我的话都不重要，这段话特别重要。
So the following phrase is extremely important.
神在我们身上所有属天的教育，所有圣灵的工作。
All His divine education, all the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
常常第一件事情就是要教我们开我们的眼睛。
Often, the very first thing is to open our eyes, to teach us.
让我们看见我凭着自己在这里生活，跟我凭着耶稣基督伟大的生命来生活中间的那个大的 difference。
To allow us to see the huge difference when we try to live our lives in our own natural strength versus live our lives on the life of Christ.
我凭着自己在这里生活，在这里侍奉。
When I try to live to serve on my own strength,
跟我在圣灵里面，在基督里面的生活和侍奉，那是截然不同的境界。
Compared to the way I live, I serve in the power of the Holy Spirit, it's totally two different realms.
它的不同是远超过天壤之别。
That is as high as the heaven is above the earth.
而它的不同就涵盖了所有的范围。
And that difference covers all aspects.
我的心思，我的情感，我的意志。
My mind, my thoughts, my emotions.
我的 lifestyle, 我生活的方式，我生活的态度，我的人际关系，我的侍奉，通通都会不一样。
My lifestyle, my relationship with others, the way I live, everything is different.
弟兄姊妹，这是第一件事情，属天教育的第一堂课。
Brother and sister, that often is the very first lesson in this divine coaching of God.
因为没有这样子的开启，没有这样子的体验，我们不会渴慕主的。
Because unless we truly see, we get this revelation, we will not have that desire after God.
我们不会真正的降卑说主，我不行。
There's no way anyone will humble themselves and say, Lord,I cannot do it.
所以属天的教育第一件事情就是让我们看见这个大的差距。
So that divine lesson, the very first thing is for us to see there's a huge heaven and earth difference.
它接下来就会在我们里面制造出一个深的渴慕，一个内在的渴慕。
That will produce a deep longing and desire in our hearts.
我们盼望得着耶稣。
That we will long to gain Christ.
我们能够像保罗说，他是一切，又在一切之内。
We can say just like Paul said that he is all and in all.
我要在凡事上，我来经历他，我来得着他。
And in every single thing, I want to experience him, and I want to gain Christ through various manners.
然后就进到第三步。
Then the third step.
我们这个人的生活形式，我们的反应，我们所有的东西，就是在生命的里面来发起来做它。
And our life, our act.And everything we do will be initiated and sustained by that power.
我们能够越来越多是活着是基督了。
So more and more we experience to live is Christ.
不光只是活着为耶稣，而是到最后我们能够越来越多活着就是耶稣。
Not just to live for Christ, but more and more we should experience that we live is Christ.
我们做决定，我们讲话，我们人际关系，我们侍奉，我们聚会，更多是在新生命里面，在基督的里面来做它了。
The ways we talk, the ways we make decisions, the way we act in the meetings, more and more is out of that new life in us.
这是神整个管教的目的。
That's the purpose of God's chastening.
为了增加我们内在的价值。
To increase the inner value.
为了要让我们的生命得生命得得更丰盛。
So that our inner life can be more abundant.
所以管教是打掉他不喜悦的，他不能够接纳的，为了要把基督那个伟大的生命和性情组织在我们身上。
So chastening takes away that which is not from him and which he does not want, and what he wants can remain.
所以弟兄姊妹不可以轻看，也不可以灰心。
So brother and sister, do not despise nor be discouraged.
要知道他是谁在修剪，是为了什么而修剪。
Be assured who is the one who is pruning us, and why is he doing that?
我们对神常常充满了误会的。
Often we mistake, we misunderstand him.
啊，听说从前有一个很勤快的农夫，他常常就是常常一大早把家里面院子后院自己种的菜啊、果番茄啦、胡萝卜啦、青菜啦。挑着两大篮子，背在身上去村庄里面卖菜。
And I heard the story of a very diligent farmer. Every single morning, he woke up and then just water all his plants and then picked them and then went to the market to sell.
那数年如一日，这么殷勤的做事啊，一家一家大街小巷叫卖，然后赚点钱。
He did exactly the same routine every single day for decades.
啊，有一次有一个不算大师，但是也还算蛮有名的画家搬到那里去。
And one time, this famous painter moved to that area.
然后他就认识了这个卖菜的，然后发现他非常的殷勤。
And he got to know this farmer and realized that how diligent he is.
然后他蛮感动的哈，那有一天他想帮助他。
And he was quite touched. And then one day he tried to help him.
他就挑了一幅他画的是青菜水果的画。
And then he draw, he painted this picture with all the vegetables and fruit.
啊，有胡萝卜，有番茄，有苹果什么的。
And carrot, tomato, and so forth.
那天他就跟这个菜农卖菜的就说，先生，今天我手边没有现金啊，我弄这幅画给你换一点水果。换就这上面的这个几个东西啊，胡萝卜啦，青菜啦，什么苹果啦。
So that day he met this farmer. He said, "Hey, sir, I don't have a cash, and then but can I exchange your vegetable with just this painting of mine? Whatever I painted, then can I just take from you?"
没想到这个菜农不识货哈。
Without realizing, this farmer actually he had no idea the value of that painting.
他大骂一顿。
And then he actually rebuked that the painter.
那你拿假的胡萝卜换我真胡萝卜？你拿假的番茄换我的真番茄？门都没有。
And saying that you try to exchange with me, with your fake tomato and carrot with my real ones, no way.
然后旁边有一个识货的人一看到这个就说，你这个笨蛋，他说你弄十担二十担你都换不到这幅画的。
And a person next to him said, you foolish guy. And then that painting is worth maybe 10 times more of all your vegetable here in your basket.
今天神在我们身上工作的时候常常受到很多的委屈跟误会。
Often, when we experience the pruning of God, we misunderstood him.
不要说天上的爸爸的，地上的爸爸妈妈受委屈受误会的多的呢，对不对？
Not to mention our Heavenly Father, those who are mom and dad here, do you not experience that your kids misunderstood you often?
你们被儿子训练到都不敢吭气了。
Some of us were so trained by our children that we dare not talk back anymore. Anyone can even do that.
你儿子就坐你旁边，你还敢举手？
Do you not know your son just sitting next to you?
没有一个爸爸妈妈不受委屈的，我跟你讲。
No parents have not gone through the same struggle.
因为我们整个的心是爱你们，为你们好，但是常被误会的。
However much we love our children, and we often are mistaken.
所以你要知道神爱我们带着积极的目的做工在
我们身上。We have to realize the way God loves us. It's always positive thought in his mind.
我曾经说过 ,Rick Warren 说过如果他将来有空退休要写书的时候他第一本书要写的就是说神从来不会说的话。
And then Rick Warren once said that after he retired, the very first book he wants to write, he would title that The Words God Would Never Speak.
就是那本书的 title 叫做神从来不会说的话。他说 chapter 1第一章我就要写神从来不会说哎呀。
So he said that chapter 1, the words God would never speak is 哎呀。
你是蛮中国话的，修华以前是翻译 God will never say 哦哦。那是比较美国话哈。
Sorry, 哎呀 is Chinese way to say, so English is say 哦哦。
你看米开朗基罗正在雕大卫的像的时候做到鼻子啊哎呀鼻子打掉了。
Can you imagine Michelangelo when he's carving that David statue and his nose, would he ever say, 哎呀 oh, I just struck off his nose.
对不起那个神从来不会说哎呀神没有失手的时候。
God would never make mistakes.Not even a single small one.
他所有做的事情完全在他的管理，而且是在积极的目的底下。
Everything he does is out of his sovereignty and then very positive.
亚哈王不顺服，硬是要出去打仗。先知警告他：“你出去一定死。”他还是要去打仗。
King Ahab, and then he wanted to go to the battle, and then the prophet warned him, said, "Don't go." But Ahab just insisted.
他打仗的时候，他故意装成士兵，叫别人装成他。
And then he was so cunning. They say, oh, he just dressed him up, disguised himself as one of the soldiers, and let others dress like a king.
你看圣经上讲的多好，他说有一人随便拉弓。
And the Bible said, just one person, just draw his, shoot an arrow.
然后恰巧 casually, 恰巧射入以色列王的甲缝中。And、一个盔甲一个盔甲中间一点点缝，他就正巧进去了。
And it so happened that arrow shoot right in,the seam of his armor, it just straight through his body.
亚哈就阵亡了。
And Ahab died.
神从来不做错事情。
God will not make mistakes.
而且他从来不随便做一件事情。
And he will not do anything casually or carelessly.
所有他做的事都是出于爱，出于正面的目的。
Everything he does is out of his love, out of his positive.
所以这是我们第二个要看的。我们既然知道他是因为爱我们，所以我们要在爱中来顺服他。
That's the second point I want to mention. Since we know he loves us, so he chastens us, then we should love him.
第六节特别说，主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。
And then verse 6, they're talking about whom the Lord loves, he chastens.And scourges every son he receives.
所以我们要知道，就是因为他爱我们，他才管我们。
We must know because he loves us. That's why he chastens us.
一个最可怕、最可怕的刑罚临到我们，就是神任凭我们。
The most dreadful, awful punishment God can ever do to our life is he just let us go.
神再也不管。
He will not withhold his hand.
随便你。
Okay, you can do whatever you want.
那是以整个心已经伤痛了，灰心透了，神放弃了。
You can see if God so hurt to the point so that he said, I'm going to let you go.
前一阵子我很得激励的是，有一天我跟一个年轻的弟兄交通了。
A while ago, one thing which encouraged me a lot is I fellowship with one brother.
交通完的时候，我回办公室的路上，他就跟我讲，他说于伯伯，他说你对我这么严格。我很感谢你，因为让我有安全感。
And then after our fellowship, and as we walked back to the office, this young brother or sister, and then told me that, Uncle Yu, I want to thank you for being so strict on me. That gives me a sense of security.
你们有没有孩子们对爸爸妈妈这样讲过
？Any children here ever say that to your parents?
弟兄姊妹，你知道我大概二十年前曾经看过一个报道，那么多关在少年监狱里面的。甚至后来变成死刑犯的人。
And then about 20 some years ago, I read the report, and so many young people in the prisons, and then even some of them got sentenced to death.
在他们所有的埋怨的这个名单，这个 list 里面，排行榜第一名的就是我的爸爸妈妈不管我。
Of all the list they put down of their complaints, the number one is my parents.They let me go. They did not discipline me.
圣经上讲得很清楚，你不管孩子，或是不忍心管孩子的，其实是把他推到阴间去的。
The Bible says clearly, he who spare his rod, you are pushing your children to hell.
你不忍心用杖责打孩子的，你是恨他。
If you spare your rod on your children, you hate him.
就是因为当一个真正爱的时候，我们绝对不甘心你是这个样子的。
When you truly love a person, you will not let the person go.
但是弟兄姊妹，我希望我们在座的父母哈，不要用了这句话回家就虐待孩子哈。
I hope our parents here don't just quote this verse and go back and then beat on your children.
主怎样管我们，我们也要怎样照着主的教训和警戒来养育孩子，就是要增加他的内在价值。
How we are chastened by the Lord, the way our Heavenly Father used, that's the way we want to do toward our children, to increase their inner value.
高高低低没有那么大的差别，内在价值是神最在乎的。
Yes, there are our performance, ups and downs, that's okay, but what God cares about is their inner.
也是真正能够让他一生受益无穷的。
And that will last forever for his life.
让他认识神，让他基督的生命在他里面真实的被建造起来。
That your child will truly know God and be built up in God.
所以我也希望被管教的人，我们也知道，因为他爱我们，所以我们愿意在主里面来敬重他。
And those who are chastened by the Lord, we need to know that He loves us,
And we learn to honor and respect him.
也在主里面来顺服他。
And in God, we learn to obey.
所以第九节他说：“深深的父管教我们，我们尚且敬重他，何况万灵的父，我们岂不更要顺从他得生吗？”讲到两个，一个是敬重，一个是顺服。
So verse 9 there says, "We have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid him respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live?" It talks about respect.And subjection.
有一个十几岁的女孩子到同学家去参加 birthday party.
A teenage girl went to her friend's house for a birthday party.
当他们庆生会到了九点钟，这个女孩子就说要回家了。
And about 9 p.m., the girl says, "I need to go home."
同学嘲笑她。
And her friends mocked at her.
大家都还在玩，你这么早回去干什么
？We just start to have fun. Why do you go home so early?
你那么怕你爸爸妈妈？你怕他们管你吗？怕他们打你吗
？You're so afraid of your parents. Will they beat on you?
女孩那么安静那么成熟的笑着对他们讲她说我不是怕他们打我我是怕我伤了他们的心
And this young girl and just replied with a gentle smile say, I'm not afraid they will beat on me
伟大的生命啊
But I'm afraid that will hurt their heart
这么小就能够这样子的体会父母对她的爱
Such a young teenage girl can understand
不是因为怕刑罚不是因为害怕爱里面没有惧怕
It's not because you are afraid of the rod and being punished in love. There's no fear in love.
我不是因为怕刑罚我不敢做这不敢做那我是因为爱我不做这我不做那
It's not because I'm afraid of his rod that I don't do this or do that. It's because I'm afraid to hurt that person. I don't want to do it.
我因为爱我敬重我的父母我顺服我的父母
It's out of love then I respect my parents. I want to be in subjection to them.
而且圣经上说这是第一条带着应许的诫命 Bible, 神这么看重我们孝顺
Bible said this is the very first command with blessings with promised.
God, 我们怎样对父母常常也说出我们怎样对神
The way we treat our parents often speaks of how we treated our Heavenly Father.
所以弟兄姊妹我们在爱中顺服这是太重要的一件事情。
Brother and sister, in love, we submit. This is so important.
我20年前有一次在 Salt Lake City 转机的时候
And about 20 years ago, one time I was making connection in Salt Lake City.
我就拿着书在那边看在那边安静然后就看到旁边一个小孩子大哭啊。
I was reading my book and I saw this little kid burst out crying something.
一个美国小孩子大概才三岁多到垃圾桶里面找了一罐人家剩下来的 Coke 硬拿过来要喝他爸爸妈妈不准他喝
And this three-year-old went to the trash can picked up a can there's still some soft drink inside and he wanted to drink it and his parents wouldn't allow him and then he just cried
一个在那边大喊大叫一个在这边管在那边抢他手中的 Coke
One is crying the other is yelling and then trying to grab the Coke back and forth
你是爸爸你是妈妈你会让儿子喝的请举手
Parents hereAny of you will allow your kid to drink that from the trash can?
就像你的儿子说，这个于叔叔也爱喝 Coke 啊。
Maybe your son and our children say, "Hey, even when Pastor Yu, he loves to drink Coke."
我们都爱喝 Coke 嘛。
Yeah, Coke.
但是你爱，你怎么可能去捡垃圾桶的来喝呢？
But you love them. However, be possible, you will just allow them to drink from the trash can.
我现在连放在冰箱里的都捞不到喝，不要说垃圾桶的了。
And then now, even in the refrigerator, I don't just drink it.
弟兄姊妹，爸爸妈妈不可能让孩子去垃圾桶捡个吃的东西的。
Brother and sister, no parents will allow their children to do that.
今天我们在网络上，今天在我们朋友中间，在这个世界上，有这么多的垃圾跑到我们的生命里面。
In this world today, there's so many garbage, you know, from the internet, from our surroundings, so many trash there.
地上的爸爸需要管教我们，天上的爸爸也在管教我们。
Our earthly father will discipline us. Our heavenly father will chasten us even more.
所以当你被管的时候，你要知道你自己是蒙爱的。So
whenever you are chastened by the Lord, know this, that you are loved by God.
所以在你的生命中再也没管教的话，那是一个危机。
If you don't experience any chastening at all in your life, that's actually a crisis.
你自己知道神曾经 你那么清楚地知道神曾经管教过你的情绪手。
If you have experience, you know clearly God's hand is upon you.
不要不好意思嘛。
Raise your hand.
我被神管教的多的呢，头破血流。
You know, don't be shy. Just raise your hand. I experienced that numerous times.
从来没被神管教过的情绪。
But any of you have never experienced that chastening?
感谢主哈，你们都是蒙爱的。
I thank the Lord. You are all loved.
被管教要知道自己是蒙爱的。
When you are chastened, know that you are beloved.
因为主所爱的，他必管教。
Because whom he loves, he chastens.
甚至鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。
Even scourges every son he receives.
所以在这个点上，大家记得，我们被管教的时候，我们要敬重神，要来顺服他。
So let's learn when we are chastened, learn to respect him.And submit ourselves to him.
而第三个，我们盼望能够在管教中得到主的结局。
And thirdly, I hope that we can obtain the end God intended for us.
虽然神是带着正面的目的来管教我们。
Even though God always has this positive thoughts for blessing toward us.
但是并不代表我们每一个人都得到了主希望得到的结局和结果。
That does not guarantee that all of us can receive.What he intended for us.
那个关键在于我们是不是肯真正 在信心在爱中来接受他在我身上的管教。
The very key is whether we shall receive his chastening in faith and in love.
所以我们今天的背诵经文里面讲到这个万灵的父管教我们是要叫我们得益处。
So our key verse today says, God the Father of Spirit chastens us for our profit.
使我们能够在他的圣洁上有份。
That we may be partakers of his holiness.
而且管教的是当时虽然不觉得快乐，反而觉得愁苦。
No chastening seems joyful or pleasant at that time.
后来却为那经验过的人结出平安的果子，就是义，这是讲的生命的果子。
But it's painful. But afterwards, it produced the peaceful fruit in us.
所以在管教的里面我们一定会不舒服的哈，你不要说哎呀好舒服啊，神每次管教我都好痛快。
So don't pretend that when he chastened us, oh, you say, oh yeah, it feels good. No way.
你也不要属灵到那个地步哈。
Don't try to be that spiritual.
那圣经上已经说了管教的当时不舒服的。
Bible says it's painful. His chastening is painful.
反而蛮愁苦的，蛮 painful 的。
It's painful, it's sorrowful.
真的，有时候真的很痛哦，真痛哦，你就是打的不能说真的。
I can testify that sometimes it hurts.
啊，弟兄姊妹，但是被那经验过，后来却为那经验过，有的人有结局，有人没有这个后来。
But you know, and the Bible says afterward, you know, those who have been trained by it.
管教是众子所共受的，我们都在受管教。
You know, we are all trained by him, everyone, but not everyone received the end.
但是不见得每一个人都有圣经上所说的后来跟底下说的却这个转机。
But not all of us can say in that verse 11, nevertheless, afterward, it really depends on us.
后来却为那经验过的，表示你穿过了，你出来了，你经过了流泪谷，你出来了。
So Bible says those who have been trained, those who walk through the valley of Baca, those who walk through that valley.
很多人经过流泪谷，一辈子被留在里面。
And some people, they walk actually into the valley of Baca and remain there their whole life.
在那里流泪，在那里埋怨，在那里depressed.
They got depressed there, they cried there, and they couldn't get out.
他永远走不出来。
There's no way out for them.
但是那些走出来的呢，却让这谷成为泉源之地，而且有秋雨之福盖满了全谷。
And those who walk through it come out, they turn that valley into a stream.
不仅有地里面涌出来的祝福，也有天上倾倒的祝福。
Not only the blessings from the earth, but the blessings pour out from above.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天神在我们身上有工作，但是不见得都有结果。
So God is working in our lives, but not everyone received what he intended for us.
我们都在被神管教，但是不见得都经验过，都出来了。
We are all in his training hand, but not all of us can come out.
我们都可能经过流泪谷，但是很多人就留在那里了。
We can all walk through the valley of tears, but some just remain there.
弟兄姊妹要不甘心白白受苦。
So brothers and sisters, do not stay there.
就像我说的，不要在那里打空转，不要在那里绕行。
Do not just like the wheel spinning on in the air.
你去读以色列历史，我前一阵子刚刚又在读完四世纪，里面充满了痛苦啊。
you read the Israelites' history, and it's so painful. I just finished reading the book of Judges.
整个四世纪就是七个循环，一直在那里 loop， 一直在那里混循环。
And you see from the book of Judges, it's the seven cycles again and again. The Israelites just circle there.
你可以看我的手势哈，当他们平安的时候。
You can see my hand motion when they are at peace.
神祝福他们，他们一切都平安的时候。
When God bless them, they have enjoyed the peace.
然后这时候偶像兴起，他们转去拜别神。
And then there will be idols there. They will turn their hearts to worship others.
他们惹神愤怒。
And they provoked God.
然后接下来仇敌兴起。
And then the enemy will be raised up.
神借着亚门，借着摩押，借着亚兰，借着周围非利士人来管教他们，刑罚他们。
And God disciplined them through the hands of Aaron, the Moabites, and then the Philistines.
然后他们哀声达到神的面前，向神求助的时候，士师兴起了，神兴起拯救者，把他们拯救出来。
And in that moment, they cried to God, and God raised up the judges to deliver them.
所以他们又在享受太平30年、60年、40年。
They come back to the peaceful years, 30 years, maybe 40 years.
你就看见太平，偶像兴起，仇敌兴起，士师兴起，太平，偶像兴起，士师仇敌兴起，士师兴起，整个以色列历史就这样子400多年，一直到，一直到，一直到。
You see the same cycle repeats itself. Peace, and then idols, and the enemies.And judges.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道今天我们在神管教的手中是怎样。
I don't know how you respond in the hands of God's chastening hand.
很多人明明知道是神的手，明明知道是神的管教，我们轻看他，我们没有好好认真。
How often we know it's from God, but we despise His chastening.
所以历史一再重演，历史一再重演，我们一再绕行，一再绕行。
Then we are repeating the same history.As the Israelites.
诗篇32篇告诉我们，那里有三种被神引导的人。
And then in Psalm 32, it talks about three types of people who are guided by the Lord.
最好的一种就是神用眼睛就可以引导他。
The very best one, God can guide them with His eyes.
我小的时候我说我爸爸很严哈。
I share with you, my father was very strict.
他只要看客人的脚一眼，我就知道，哎呀，糟糕，我们忘了给客人拿拖鞋了，要去拿拖鞋。
When he had his eyes staring at our guests' feet, then we know immediately, oh, we need to bring the slipper for our guests.
他跟客人讲话，往茶几一瞪，我们就知道忘了倒茶了，赶快倒茶。
While he was chatting with our visiting guests, and then he just need to use his eyes look at the teapot, and then we know we need to prepare the tea for them.
我们中间可能很多弟兄也已经有这种训练，姊妹一瞪你，你就不敢讲话了。
I believe some of the husbands here, you are well trained by your wives. When they stare at you, you know what happened.
你知道你讲错话了。
You know you have spoken something.
这个叫做眼睛就可以引导了。
This is what God says. I can guide you with my eyes.
第二个，神用话语来引导我。
And then secondly, I will teach you with my word.
神需要教导，神需要指示。
God will instruct us to teach us.
这个也很重要，对不对？我们每个礼拜聚会，我们每次读主的话，主教导我。
That's also very important. Every week we come and we learn His word. God is teaching us with His word.
提醒我们，纠正我们，责备我们，都是用话语在这里帮助我们，这是很重要的。
He instructs us, reminds us, and then corrects us all through His words. That's very important.
但是诗人也在这里说，不要像那个无知的骡马，要用嚼环配头才能勒住它。
But in Psalm 32, also the third type, do not be like the horse or the mule.
那个嚼环配头卡在这里，你硬是不肯顺服的时候，你就把鼻子拉伤流血。
There it says, which must be harnessed with bit and bridle.
神为了爱我们的缘故，神不妥协的。
God loves us so much, He will not compromise.
所以神对保罗说，扫罗扫罗，你用脚踢刺是难的。
That is why God spoke to Paul, say, Paul, Paul, I mean, Saul, Saul, it is hard for you to kick against the goats.
神如果不爱我们，早就任凭我们。
If God does not love us, He would have let us go long ago.
他因为爱我们，他留着嚼环配头在这里。
Because He loves us, so sometimes He has to use the bridle, the bit to control us.
直到我们一再受苦，一再受苦，一再受苦，到最后终于顺服下来。
In hope that when we suffer again and again, and finally we will yield.
所以他后面说到恶人必多受苦楚。
So there it says the wicked, they will suffer much.
很多的时候都是白白受苦的。
How often we suffer in vain?
都是因为不顺服带来的痛苦。
Out of our disobedience, We suffer pain.
但是那些顺服神的人，神用他的慈爱四面环绕我们，那些义人要在神的面前欢呼歌唱，那是完全不同的结果和生活。
But those who are willing to submit to him, God will surround us with his loving kindness.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，我们真的希望我们在主的面前能够很认真地知道神到底在做什么，而我们能够跟神配合。
So, brother and sister, let's take it very seriously to understand or to discover what God is doing in our lives and to be cooperative with Him.
能够让神在我们身上的工作能够成就。
So the work of God can be accomplished in our lives.
啊，如果你最近在主的面前被管教，长期的管教，很痛苦的管教，很灰心的经历很多的这些事情，我念一段圣经我就结束了。
If you suffer a great deal lately under the chastening hand of God, I want to read you this verse.
我们请读弥迦书第七章。
Can we turn to the book of Micah, chapter 7?
弥迦书第七章。
Chapter 7, Micah.
我想为了省时间，我们一起来读，好吧？
Shall we just read it together?
我们从第七节读到十一节。
Let's read it from verse 7 to 11.
至于我，我要仰望耶和华，要等候那救我的神。我的神必应允我。我的仇敌啊，不要向我夸耀。我虽跌倒，却要起来。我虽坐在黑暗里，耶和华却做我的光。我要忍受耶和华的恼怒，因我得罪了他，只等到他为我辩屈，为我伸冤，他必领我到光明中，我必得见他的公义。那时我的仇敌就是曾对我说，耶和华你神在哪里的，他一看见这事就被羞愧遮盖，我必亲眼见他遭报，被践踏如同街上的泥土。以色列啊，日子必到，你的墙垣必重修，到那日你的境界必开展。啊，这里讲到一个被神管教的人。
Here talks about a person who is under the chastening of God.
他知道他得罪神。
He knew that he sinned against God.
他知道神的手在他身上。
He knew that God's hand is in his life.
他也经历了那么多仇敌在他旁边打落水狗的讽刺嘲笑，你的神到底在哪里？
And he experienced the mocking of the enemy, derision, say, "Where is your God? Where is your God?"
但是他那个祷告。
But he prayed.
他知道神没有丢弃他。
He knew God has not forsaken him.
他说我要仰望他，我要等候他。
He said, "I will look up to him. I will wait for him."
他对仇敌说，你不要向我夸耀，我虽然跌倒，但是我会起来的。
And he declared that, "Do not rejoice over me, my enemy. When I fail, I will arise. When I fall, I will arise."
我虽然坐在黑暗中，耶和华却做我的光。
When I sit in the darkness, the Lord will be a light to me.
有一天，他要把我从里面救出来。
One day, he will deliver me out of that pit.
我看见仇敌遭报。
And I will see my enemy.
我们的墙垣要重修，我们的境界要扩展。
Our walls will be rebuilt, our territory will be expanded.
他在患难中，在管教中，他知道有一个荣耀的结局在等着他。
In suffering under his chastening, he knew that there is a glorious end God intended for all these.
真的是 in his time.
Brothers and sisters, indeed, it's all in his time.
I will make all things beautiful.
He makes all things beautiful.
神不甘心叫我们受苦的，圣经上明说的，耶利米哀歌三章三十三节，神不甘心叫人受苦的。
It's not God's desire to cause us to suffer. It's not His will for us to suffer.
所以管教的苦是可以不必要的，如果我们接受管教的话。
If we are willing to submit ourselves to his chastening, we don't need to be in that bitterness.
我们不要再单延被管教的时间，我们赶快学好该学的功课。
And let us not prolong the time of the chastening. Let's get out of it. Submit to him.
把那个伟大的以神儿子的生命荣耀的性情，那个成为我们内在的价值。
Let God to make in us that glorious life of the Son of God.
哦，到最后我们这个人能够变为一个自然涌流的执事，在我们里面生命那么自然的可以出来。
That the life of Christ can flow out so naturally. It becomes our whole being.
我们读经，我们祷告，我们跟人相处，我们问候人，基督从我们里面可以出来。
When we read the Bible, when we pray, when we fellowship with one another, Christ in us.
没有虚假，没有掺杂，是真实的，是基督自己的。
There's no guile, there's no mixture. It's God Himself, the very life of Christ.
哦，主耶稣，让我们甘心地伏在你的手中。
Oh Lord, may us all submit ourselves to you willingly.
主啊，让我们接受你在我们身上的修剪。
To receive the pruning from your loving hands.
所有不讨你喜悦的，所有不该有的，主啊，你为我们除去。
All that displeases you, all that ought not to be there, Lord, prune them away.
增加我们里面内在生命的价值。
Increase the life of Christ, our value in us.
让我们渴慕得着基督。
That we will desire after Christ.
让我们渴慕与你的生命性情有份。
That we will long to be partakers of your divine nature.
哦，主啊，有一天我们能够在各处都来显扬那因认识基督而有的馨香之气。
And then one day, everywhere we can spread the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ wherever we go.
坚固我们在座的每一位
Establish everyone here.
让我们不仅不轻看你的管教
That none of us shall despise your chastening.
也让我们在管教中在爱的里面我们来敬重顺服你
But rather in love, in your chastening, we learn to submit to you.
好让我们得着你的结局
That we can receive what you have intended for us.
祷告奉主耶稣的名
In the name of Jesus Christ we pray.
Amen.
Amen.